Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus the Christ is alive, and he's the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Lord, we welcome you. We honor you. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Jesus, thank you for everything that you're doing today and that you've done in our entire lives. Thank you for dying for us, for saving us. I believe with those listening for their needs. Also, we pray right now, Lord, Holy Spirit, send out laborers to the harvest. Especially, we pray, send out laborers to Israel and the Middle East. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem and of Israel in the wonderful name of Jesus. I have something new to present that I've never presented. But remember, the only thing that we need is the presence of Jesus. He's beautiful beyond description. Man was born to fellowship with the Lord God Almighty, who has revealed himself as the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One God. That in and of itself, when someone goes directly to him, the Holy Spirit will reveal that to them. And infinitely more. He will reveal to them that they were born to fellowship with him. Do you realize that? That's his presence and glory is available to every person, and every person on the earth was born to fellowship with him. And in fact, those who say yes to Jesus, they may not fellowship with him on the earth. They may not get to that point, but when they leave the earth, they will fellowship with him forever. Amen. That's just this topic that I'm sharing right now is it's an eternal revelation, and we could do a series. We could have a million people. We could proclaim this. Every person on the earth could proclaim this. And we would never, ever be able to fathom it. I want to continue to proclaim that man was born to fellowship with God, with Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, for many reasons. One of which is many people do not even know that. Many believers, they don't actually know or realize. I was a believer myself for quite a while and didn't even really know that. I didn't hear anyone say that. And then finally, I found out. I was like, wow, this is the answer. Okay, and so, glory to God. And there's so much in that topic. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful, most powerful person. His name is Jesus. Amen. Like, to think everything about Jesus so wonderful, and he fully reveals God. And so let me go back to that, the truth I mentioned earlier. One God, the Lord, God, your God, the Lord is one. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's so glorious. So, it's just, I mean, that's an unspeakable revelation, but we can speak about it. And we should, because how can it be both? Because he's our everything. Now that leads to the new thing that I want to share. Here's the new thing. This is the overall truth. In him, the Lord God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is everything. Outside of him is nothing. There is nothing. Outside of him, there's nothing. What do I mean by this? Well, spiritually, we know that that's true. He is the only one who offers salvation and everything a human was created for. And remember, we could give analogies like the presence of Jesus, the anointing is worth more than all the wealth, everything in the world. in all of human history multiplied times infinity. But that really does not, that's not an accurate comparison. Because, let me go back to what I said. In him is everything, outside of him is nothing. All that, everything in the world and all the wealth in all of human history outside of him is nothing. It can't save anyone. It cannot get anyone anything. People who have that cannot have it for eternity. But now let me state the positive. In him is everything. And there's many ways we can look at that. Again, spiritually, that's of course the most important. With Jesus, Jesus offers everything a human being was created for. Amen. Everything a human being could want, need, desire, hope for, long for, dream of, things they don't even realize that they need. But outside of Jesus, someone is spiritually dead. Outside of Jesus, someone has nothing and can do nothing. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Nothing. Now, and so the spiritual is the most important. But in the natural, get this. Even unbelievers, believe it or not, okay, when we say in him is everything, what that includes is unbelievers are actually God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have given them everything that they have, everything, their body, their life, their body, their soul, their spirit man, every good and perfect thing that they've ever received and have. And he does this for every person that they rely on and every person in the world. And they are surrounded, get this, their whole life, they are surrounded by the presence of Jesus. Literally God himself, all around them. Literally the spiritual, you know, God Almighty, the presence of Jesus is all around them. So they are actually, you could say, we have to state that if they are not, if they don't believe in Jesus, they're under condemnation and they're spiritually dead, right? They're not spiritually alive. Jesus said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Okay? But they are, in the natural, God is giving them everything and keeping them alive. And they're actually surrounded by the presence of Jesus. So you could say that they're you see my point? Like, when we say in him is everything, even unbelievers are getting the benefits of that. And here's the reason I'm saying this. This is so glorious and wonderful. It reveals God's love and his mercy. Is that their whole life on the earth, God is giving them the opportunity to choose him, to repent, to just say yes to Jesus Christ, their whole life, that's all they have to do. He's, you know, whether they live 10 years or 100 years, God's available. Jesus is knocking on the door of their hearts. Think of all those things that God has given them. He gave them their life. Can anyone in the world claim that they're responsible for being an adult? And they're, I mean, that's foolish. Their whole life, God is gives them the opportunity to choose him and to repent. That's all they have to do. That's all. What a tragedy that most people do not. There's many ways we could look at that. It's a tragedy though, and that's why. Okay, and here's another aspect of this. I at least want to just touch on this, and I presented that analogy, okay, about the world and all the wealth and everything in the world and all of human history, and I mean everything. Like, well, And okay, and so the summary of that, you know, money, treasures, all the material things, everything in the world, everything that's in the earth, all the precious metals and stones, that gold, silver, diamonds, it just goes, you know, it's just in all of human history. Well, the kingdom of heaven obliterates that. Outside of the kingdom of heaven, outside of the only true God and His Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, all of that worldly wealth is zero and is nothing. It will pass away. Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. You know, there. I just want to make this point that the kingdom of heaven, so glorious and so wonderful, there are unlimited treasures available to human beings, to saints. That's something we cannot overstate that. And that's what's yesterday's message. If you haven't listened to it, please listen, because Jesus speaks about treasures and rewards. And I mean, literally, he said, store up treasures in heaven. He used the word treasures. So someone who's walking with Jesus can store up a treasure in heaven that lasts forever. Not just one, they have unlimited opportunity. The rewards that he offers crowns, the crown of life, the soul winner's crown. The rewards in the book of Revelation to the overcomers, at least 18 of them, every one of which is truly incredible and beyond human comprehension. And again, someone who can get those has them for eternity. People on the earth who get worldly wealth, and I'm not making light of them, because these are people who are amazing people. They work very hard. They're smart, you know, incredible. I'm not making light of it. I'm just making a point. They cannot have that for eternity. Now, they can do things with that on the earth to bless. Amen. You know, there are saints and Christians and people that have material wealth, and they bless others. Amen. But I'm speaking of the spiritual. And so the overall point is the kingdom of heaven and the treasures and the rewards, not just those, but just the kingdom of heaven, is infinity beyond infinity in terms of, on the scale, everything that a human being could ever want, including treasures and rewards. That's in that same, the kingdom of heaven is beyond our comprehension. And it just completely, like, all the worldly wealth is zero, is nothing. And again, I'll go back to the spiritual. It's only in the kingdom of heaven, only Jesus who can offer salvation to someone so that they can become a child of God and live forever. And they have the potential of receiving the wonderful things that Jesus offers: love and faith and hope and joy and peace and happiness and harmony and fulfillment. And I mean, it just goes on and on and on. You realize here, you know, I'm talking about, I don't like talking about money. If you listen to these podcasts, you know that I don't. And here, you know, and I'm talking about treasures and rewards, which is important. If Jesus spoke about it, we should proclaim it. But he offers the intangible things. That's the, you know, and the greatest thing. The presence of Jesus, the glory of the Lord. That's the greatest thing in the universe. That's the greatest entity. That's the treasure. That's the gift of God. The anointing is the fourth phase of knowing God, and it's the literal tangible presence of God, the presence of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the tangible. It's a heavenly commodity, a great man says. A heavenly commodity. It's a precious substance. It's tangible and touchable and feelable and knowable. It's literally the anointing to anoint, in that the translation is to rub. It's like God rubbing someone with his presence. And this revelation that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, they are one. I'll try to wrap up with this, but this is such a glorious, exciting revelation that I hope is encouraging to you. I've been touching on this some, and it's just, of course, it's one of the most important things in our most holy faith, the Trinity. But to think that, I know that I'm presenting some things in different ways in this short message, and sometimes, well, here's the main thing. It's all about Jesus. And this is such a wonderful revelation, and should just fill us with such gratefulness and awe. And you talk about something to look forward to think that knowing God Almighty, it's an eternal revelation of Jesus Christ. It's an eternal, and he just gets more and more wonderful and more incredible. And to think that everything about him, this is, I know I've said this before, but everything about Jesus Christ reveals the only true God and the Father God Almighty. Like, the more we know Jesus, the more we know the Father. Jesus is the literal revelation of God. Recommended reading is the first chapter of the Gospel of John. It's just so awesome. We have had different views, haven't we, of the three members of the Trinity. But the Holy Spirit can reveal it to someone. Ministers can just speak about it, but only the Holy Spirit reveals it. And that's so glorious that they are one. And a great man of God explains, the Father, he's the decision maker, and he decides. This is a way to look at it, okay? And then Jesus is the doer. He does what the Father says. Amen, amen. And the Holy Spirit manifests it all at the same time, instantly. We've had different views. Most of the world, it's safe to say, has very, very different views of God and Jesus Christ. Very different. How do we know that? Well, most people are not believers in Jesus Christ. They are in some other a religion or some other belief system. We don't doubt their sincerity. But they are one. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one. They are Jesus, like, if you look at his words, he literally just said it in many different ways, and in many that he said the Son can do nothing of himself, but only what he sees the Father do. I'm going to read this. This is starting in John 5, verse 19. Jesus said, "Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner." Oh, glory to God. Recommended reading. It goes on to verse 23 with these incredible revelations. So let's look at the overall If we really get to the heart of it, Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. He said, he who has seen me has seen the Father. He said it so plainly. So now, every believer, when we have this relationship with the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of the Father, it's just this glorious thing. We can now live, well, we can do what Jesus did. We become children of God, all because of the great and awesome God and of His love, and the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts. The Holy Spirit is God Almighty, and now we become children of God. It's simple, okay? Children of God, we're saved, but there's this potential. Again, of someone, Jesus said, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he shall do also. He shall do even greater things than these, because I go to the Father. I'm going to read this. This is John 14, verse 12 and on. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Amen. So, how do we do all this? Well, it's again, so simple. It's having that relationship with Him and developing that and experiencing. We experience His presence and glory. We only want Him. And so we develop it, and it's just this glorious privilege and opportunity, first and foremost, knowing Him. Again, that priceless treasure, the presence of God, the presence of Jesus, is infinity on the 1 to 10 scale. We only want Him, and we gladly serve Him and walk with Him, worship Him, and give Him. You know, He does all the works. We just furnish the vessel. That's why I'm so encouraged to learn from a great man of God who's a real patriarch of the faith. He has a ministry that has touched the world, but he is just celebrating and walking with Jesus, resting in Him, really, and serving Him. Yes, working hard, being diligent, you know, very disciplined, working hard, doing. But it's like He's God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So He's relying on Him, God, to do the works, get the results. He doesn't, this human, this person, this saint who's a great man of God, he doesn't, you know, on the one you could think, oh man, he would have such pressure, but it's, he's relying on God. God is doing it all through him. I know I did not say that very eloquently, but let's look at another man of God, Kenneth Hagin. His ministry touched the world, and his books have more than 100 million books in print. And that's just one example of him. I mean, he's a patriarch of the faith. And they asked him, what's the key? He said, the presence of Jesus. At the end of his life, they asked him. You know, he just... I guess my point is, we furnish the vessel, and God does incredible things through us. And we don't have to feel the pressure. We don't have to feel we If we're trying to do it ourselves and we're feeling pressure, that's probably because that's the flesh and we're trying to do it on our own. But here, again, I'll finish with this. This is the whole key. When we meet Him, His presence and glory and His power, we rejoice. His yoke is easy, His burden is light. And that's the secret. It's a joy to serve Him. Work, you know, stay disciplined, stay, you know, get, but He takes care of the results. Amen. I'll try to say that better next time. But my point is, we can learn from these great men of God, Hagen, Reinhard Bonnke, T.L. Osborne, other great men of God, these really patriarchs of the faith. How did they do it? The presence of Jesus, the presence, the glory of God. Amen. Amen. And here's what's so encouraging. When we find Him, we find everything, and then the results will take care of themselves. Yes, I do believe that. So blessings to you. We did create there's another website we created. It's JesusChristSpeaks.org with dashes between the words. Please check that out. All of our websites we've created, really a lot, numerous in the last just 2 weeks, are on our website, wonderreality.org. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your partnership. We need your prayers. We need your support. We need financial support. We are here for you. And email us at hello@wonderreality.org. Blessings.